And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Bruce Curran. It's pretty clear that Roy Williams' three favorite movies right now must be Sybil, Three Faces of Eve, and Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. HIPAA regulations preclude me from talking publicly about the heel's current medical condition, but it seems pretty obvious that somebody is intermittently slipping Prozac and lithium into their Gatorade. Correct me if I sound crazy, but how can you play the number one team in the country at their house with two potential starters on the bench, shoot 18% from the arc, and then beat them by double digits? If I had any advice for Roy, it would be this. Roy, get all those cupcakes off your schedule in December. They're killing you. Just play teams in the top 15 and you're home free. Just think of the strength of schedule rating the Tar Heels would have if they had not had the misfortune to play Belmont and UAB. The computers would already have them in the Final Four. Their ridiculous behavior in the last 6 weeks might get them there anyway if they can avoid playing anybody ranked lower than 56 in the country. How are they winning? It perplexes me just about as much as it does the national pundits. When I watch the Heels play, I think of a slight variation of one of my favorite quotes from St. Luke 12:27. See the Tar Heels. How do they play the perimeter? They defend not, neither do they shoot. As an example, in the four games they played after Belmont, they made only one more three than Belmont made in that one game. Oh, and in that stretch, they managed to beat the number one and number three teams in the country. Go figure. And now they've taken out Kentucky, the king of the one-and-dones. The spread on Carolina and Vegas must look like a variable-rate mortgage right now. The other serious problem this stretch has been free throws. Carolina missed more foul shots in the Belmont game alone than Rick Barry, Calvin Murphy, and Pete Maravich did in their careers. Let's hope the Heels continue this run of inscrutable upsets and don't have a lapse back into one of those other personalities. But if that does happen in this wacky season, Roy may want to echo Southern Cal's John McKay, who after a particularly egregious loss was asked what he thought of his team's execution. He said, "I'm in favor of it." This is Bruce Curran.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.